It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Calling all young anglers, the Rotary Club of Truckee invites kids 12 and under to the Fishing Derby coming up June 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Coldstream Pond, just behind Donner Memorial State Park. This free event is a perfect way for families to enjoy the outdoors and introduce kids to the fun of fishing. Bring your poles and join local experts and the Rotary Club for a morning of fishing and family fun. The early birds get the fish on the Truckee River this week. Flows on the Truckee right now are moderating slightly, but still reflect the tail end of spring runoff. Expect flows around 75 CFS out of Tahoe City, 295 through Truckee, and 977 CFS near Ferret. Clarity holds through mid-morning before the runoff muddies things up a bit. You'll find the trout are feeding actively on nymphs throughout the entire day. Expect solid bug life. Blue-winged olives, pale morning duns, caddis, green drakes, and carpenter ants are all on the menu. Indicator and Euro rigs remain highly effective, especially in deeper seams. With water temperatures in the 50s and flows leveling out, now is a fantastic time to fish the Truckee River. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are green drakes number 12, split-case pale morning duns, bionic ants, olive perdigons, San Juan worms, foam flying ants, micro mayflies number 18, caddis pupa and adult caddis, patch rubberlegs, sculptzillas, and small streamers. Little Truckee River continues to offer technical but rewarding experience this week. Flows near 338 CFS mean precise presentations and stealth are the name of the game. With cold, clear water and a solid mix of green drakes, blue-winged olives, pale morning duns, and midges, dry fly fishing has been steadily improving each afternoon, particularly in the tailouts. Nymphing with patterns like RS2s, zebra midges, and juju betas are great throughout the day. Light tipping and long leaders are a must. For anglers seeking a challenge in solitude, this tailwater fishery is fishing well and should continue to improve with the warming trend. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River this week are green drakes number 12, film critics number 18, Burke silhouettes, juju betas 18 through 20, two-bit hookers, RS2s and Oliver Gray, pale morning duns, Quigley's blue-winged olives, zebra midges number 20, San Juan worms, mole flies, or small streamers. If you're firing up the grill before the burgers hit the flame, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your grilling needs. Sauces, spices, fuel, tools, and more. If you're looking to upgrade your setup, check out their great selection of grills and let their knowledgeable team help you find the perfect one for your deck, patio, or campsite. You can also shop for grills and accessories online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Let's head out to the lakes, where at Donner Lake, lake trout remain the main target for trollers fishing down deep at 100 feet with Lyman plugs and large Rapalas in the middle of the lake. Surface temperatures are in the low 50s. The Kokanee bite is warming up at 30 feet on pink coochies. Shore anglers continue to catch rainbows early near the ramp on power baiter night crawlers. Donner Lake has been stocked twice already this year, making it a favorite in the area to get the most bites. Best fishing remains early before ski boat activity ramps up. Donner Lake is up to 92% capacity. Water levels continue rising at Boca Reservoir, serving up fresh shoreline. Trolling for kokanee and rainbows has improved. Try pink coochies or apex lures at 50 feet. Shore anglers using worms and power baits are finding success near the dam and southeast banks. Fly anglers should work the inlet with leeches and small buggers. Boca Reservoir capacity is now 100%. At Stampede Reservoir, kokanee action continues to strengthen. Kokanee are stacking near the dam and along the main basin at 30 to 40 feet. Troll with green hoochies or pink or orange squids behind dodgers. Early risers may find trout going after midges near the inlet. Fish small streamers or woolly buggers. Surface temperatures are in the upper 50s at Stampede Reservoir, which is also at 100% capacity now. Water levels have risen at Prosser Creek Reservoir and bass are pushing into shallows and cutthroat are cruising points. Anglers using spoons or orange power bait from shore report solid hookups. Trollers running Rapalas or Sierra spoons around 30 feet are picking up fish too. If you're after cutthroat at Prosser, focus your efforts near the inlets. Water temperatures hover in the mid-50s. The best times remain early and late at Prosser Reservoir, where the level is right around 100%. And finally, even with the season winding down at Pyramid Lake, the bite still remains hot. Trolling near Warrior Point, Monument Point, or Hell's Kitchen at 70 to 100 feet with flatfish or spoons is producing nice Lahontan cutthroat. The lake closes June 30th, so fish it while you can. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.